This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's another chilly start across North Texas as temperatures have fallen to or slightly below freezing this morning. Some areas are in the low to mid-20s, off to the north and northwest of DFW, so it's essential that you warm your cars up before heading out this morning. Good morning and welcome to the second to last day of 2025. It's hard to believe another year's almost come to a close. But as stated above, it is a cold morning. Temperatures are in the 20s across much of the areas. The wind has calmed down under a clear sky. Ample sunshine, though, will dominate our weather today, with highs creeping up into the low to mid-50s. That's close to average for this time of the year. Cold dome of high pressure, though, will rapidly head off to the east, and southerly winds will return by evening and tomorrow as the warm-up begins. We'll start off tomorrow morning in the 30s again. However, I think the freeze line will be in East Texas into the Arklatex and points east, but it'll still be cold with a light wind under a clear sky. Tomorrow will be sunny and beautiful to round out our year of 2025 as we warm up into the low to mid-60s. And if you're heading out for New Year's Eve, temperatures will be falling into the 50s during the evening. It should be around 48 degrees by midnight. Temperatures will fall into the low to mid-40s as you wake up New Year's Day. More sunshine and beautiful weather for New Year's Day with highs in the low 70s. However, a weak cold front will come into the area the first half of Friday, but unfortunately won't bring any rain with it. Temperatures will still be near 70 degrees, maybe even higher than that. It'll be slightly cooler Saturday with sunshine, highs cool into the mid-60s, still 10 degrees above average for this time of the year. And then a rapid warm-up on Sunday, highs back in the low to mid-70s, and more 70-degree weather is expected into early next week with plenty of sunshine. Unfortunately, I don't see any rain for the next 7 days as our dry weather pattern continues. We may see a pattern shift towards the end of the first full week of 2026 by the end of next week with a possibility of increasing rain chances, but I don't see any bitter cold air heading our way anytime soon. So it would be the liquid falling from the sky. Have a blessed day today and enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.